Thanks.
Do I have to?
Justin is joining us here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. So, have you heard Lazy Bones Mahones before? It's a little game that we like to play.
Justin, have you heard?
Justin.
Can you hear Dave?
Yes. Hello.
We're talking to you, man. Like, ask your question. What are you doing? What are you doing over there, Justin?
I have heard it before.
You have heard it before. All right, good.
Like, seriously, what are you doing? Like, you have to.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing?
I'm standing in a conference room at work.
Sorry about that.
Sorry for yelling.
Sorry about that.
We freaked out.
We get a little angry when people don't pay attention to us.
Right. So
we're needy. We're needy, Justin.
We have three facts about Mahoney's epic laziness. These all come directly from Mahoney's fiance, and this one is entitled "Lazy Bones Mahones, an Old Fashioned Man." All right. So I'll just go through each one of these, and you're trying to figure out which one is not true, but two out of these three absolutely true. Okay. First one, okay. Fact number one, is Mahoney has become quite the connoisseur of whiskeys. He has become an old-fashioned expert, he likes to think, and has purchased all of the different items that we need to make them at home. We had several guests over during the winter holiday of whom Mahoney made old fashions for, and he left several bottles of the whiskey on the counter instead of putting them away where they go, which is in our liquor cabinet. When I asked him to put the bottles away, he said, "This is my old-fashioned whiskey display, baby."
Yeah, if we're going to have people over at the house, they need to see the wide variety of whiskeys that I have accrued. You know, we used to do Whiskey Wednesdays here on the show, and I have accrued quite a bit of whiskey in that amount of time. Plus, our contract's up in like a day, and I'm taking all my whiskey from the office back to the house just in case they fire us. So that's why it's sitting on the cabinet. Also, the bottle's mostly too tall to sit in the cabinets. I don't want them, like, bending over, you know, getting the cork all wet. You don't like that, right?
Totally.
It's garbage.
Yeah, we get it.
Makes total sense.
Exactly.
So that is fact number one. Here we go on to fact number two. Part of making an old-fashioned involves a smoke gun. When Mahoney was putting on a old-fashioned show, making the old-fashions for our guests, he used his newly purchased smoke gun for the drink. But instead of doing the work that it takes to turn it off, which is literally just flipping a switch, he proceeded to let it to continue to pump copious amounts of hickory smoke into our kitchen. So much so that it was beginning to be hard to see the people through the smoke. I grabbed the smoke gun and took it outside, which unfortunately resulted in part of the carpet catching on fire, which I still blame him for.
So I was putting on a show for her coworkers. I was being a gentleman and making them old fashions. And yes, this was my first time using said smoke gun. And I thought I had turned it off, but instead of turning it off, I turned it all the way up. And yes, there was a decent amount of smoke that came out of there. I don't know why she freaked out, because it was a lovely, like a wood smell. It smelled like a beautiful campfire in the house. Everybody from her work seemed to enjoy the smell of that smoke. But she freaked out, grabbed the smoke gun, and was like walking outside and didn't realize that, you know, hey, I've been lighting this little carb basically on fire, kind of like a bowl for weed, and it's hot. She touched it and dropped it on the floor onto the carpet. So blaming me for the carpet getting burned, I feel like, is a little bit unfair.
And last but not least, fact number three, a proper old-fashioned involves cherries that sit in syrup to give it a sweet effect. Mahoney purchased some super fancy expensive cherries to use in his old-fashioned production. He has made so many of them, though, that he has already gone through an entire jar of expensive cherries. This jar cost $26. But don't worry, the empty jar is still sitting in our fridge.
So, the Luxardo maraschino cherries, the original maraschino cherries, some of the best cherries in the world, in my personal opinion, yes, are very, very pricey, especially if you order them online. Hard to get here in town. So my thought behind this is, I am not exactly made of money. So I swapped out one jar of Trader Joe's maraschino cherries with the Luxardo original maraschino cherries at the cost of $1.99, and that's why I kept that empty jar of maraschino cherries in the refrigerator.
All right, Justin, it is over to you. So we have fact number one, which is Mahoney keeping all the liquor bottles out. We have fact number two, which is the smoke gun catching a piece of the carpet on fire. Or fact number three about the empty cherries still in the refrigerator. Make your guess, my friend. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the cherries. Though it does sound pretty lazy, you know, he might do that. I think that one's pretty far-fetched. The smoke gun, you know, that sounds pretty cool. And I would agree with the old-fashioned whiskey display.
Okay, so final answer?
Final answer.
You did it. You did it.
Everybody knows I am reckless with money. I would never swap those out with Trader Joe cherries.
Awesome, guys.
Congratulations to you, man.
HD1 Corrupt Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X 107.5.